Okay, in the Chanukah Gemara, I mean, next week we're going to be learning the Chanukah Sugya in Masechet Shabbos. So the Sugya starts on Chaf Aleph, and then on top of that Chaf Beis, Amud Aleph, it says something about this week's parasha that when the brothers threw Yitzchak into the bar, it says Vahabar Reikim by Mayim. And the Gemara says the Rav Tanachum said a drasha mimashas shenemar v'habar reik ini yedei she'im by mayim. Says the bar is reik, empty. He is empty. That means there's no mayim. So why does it say by mayim? It comes to teach us mayim means by al v'nochashem akrabim yeshbay. No mayim, but there were snakes and scorpions in the bar. That's the drasha of Rav Tanachum. It comes right after the Gemara about where to put the Ner Chanukah. It comes right before the Gemara about being mishtamish with the Ner Chanukah. And right in the middle is this drash on Parshas Vayeshev, Habar making my name, I have a chosh of a crab of Yeshvai. So the oldest kasha in the books, all that they're shunning by in Yonei Chanukah, talk about what might be the kesher between this drasha and the end of Chanukah. Here's the Mashiach Chachma. He says that this Rav Tanchum, who makes this drasha over here in Sech Shabbos, the Rav Tanchum in the Medrash, it's the same Rav Tanchum, the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Vayechi, it says that after Yaakov Vinu was buried, Yaakov died, they came from Mitzrayim to Maras HaMachpelah, and then they finished burying him, they were ready to go back to Mitzrayim, but yeah, if you have your geography a little bit, Eretz Yisrael, with Mitzrayim, with Maras HaMachpelah, on the way back, Yosef said, wait, I gotta make a stop. I have to go take a look at the bar that I was thrown into. So somebody told me that that meant going about 100 miles to the north when they needed to go south. You could do your own research to confirm that. But the Medrash Tanchuma, it says that Yosef said, Yosef went to look into the bar that he was that he was saved from. So what's special? Why do you go to look into the bar? Particularly, if you think about it, this bar, this saving that he had, like, oh, you know, I had a Gevaldig in Yeshua, I wanna go see the spot, was really such a great moment in Yosef's life. He was in this bar, he wasn't eaten, that's good. It's always best not to get eaten, but what happened then? He was pulled up out of the bar to be sold to the Yishma'elim. And the Yishma'elim came and brought him down to Mitzrayim. And in Mitzrayim, he was sold to Potiphar. Okay, was that good? Well, from Potiphar's house, next stop was jail. Eventually, many years later, through some very unanticipated twists and turns, he wound up king of Mitzrayim. And he wound up in this position of being able to save family and the rest of the world, and he was, you know, something really wonderful happened, but it was a long way away from the bar. What did he want to go look in the bar for? So the Mashiach Chachma says that there's the idea, there's the halacha, that if somebody passes a place, shenasa lo nes, then he's supposed to make a bracha. Bracha ta Hashem, alakinu melech ha'ilam, sha'asa li nes b'makam hazeh. But the halacha is that you only make that nes, you only make that bracha, rather, if there was something that was shaloi kederech hateva, if the kind of a nes, not the kind of a nes that we, you know, where we use the term nes to describe extraordinary hashgacha pratis, but the kind of a nes that is anti-scientific, meaning that can't happen, that, right, like a kriyas yamsuf, right, like, or like a rock giving water, that's a nes that warrants a bracha. But, you know, if somebody invests all of his money in one stock and then for no good reason, and then the next day that stock, for some reason, you know, that old company discovers oil and then their stock shoots up and he becomes a millionaire and it was completely unanticipated, it's a nace. Hashem is taking care of you if that happens, but you don't make a bruch on that nace. You make a bracha if let's say that company had coal and then their coal turned into oil, that you'd make a bracha on. But if they discovered oil, you don't make a bracha on that. So Zok Mashiach Chachma, that Yosef, why did Yosef want to go look into the bar? Because he wanted to make a bracha. He had a nace happen to him. He wanted to make a bracha. Where was the nace? He was a prisoner. He was a slave, and then he became the Mishnah Lamelech of Mitzrayim. That's quite a nace. I could see why he'd want to make a bracha on that. But on all that, you can't make a bracha, because that was a whole series of events of being in the right place at the right time, and Hashgacha Pratis, and he interpreted the dreams, and then the Sar Mashkin remembered him, and then he interpreted Paris' dreams, and then he was promoted, and then his interpretations came true, and everything went right, and he ended up on top of the world, and it was all nice, but it was all nice without any Shinui Midrash Hateva, without anything that was totally unnatural, supernatural, except for one spot, one moment, when he was with the Nechashon V'Akravim, right? We mean the snake with in the pit with the snakes and scorpions, and the snakes and scorpions didn't sting him and bite him, whatever snakes and scorpions ordinarily do. That was a direct intervention. That was his Rahu holding them back. That was a real nace. That we could consider a nace nigla. So Rav Tanchuma in the Medrash Tanchuma in Parashat Vayechi, who said that Yosef went to look into the bar, the idea is that he wanted to make the bracha, but for getting out of the bar, right, being safe in the bar, that's not what he was so excited about. He was really excited about the whole course of events that took place over many years. But there was nothing there that the bracha could be chal on except for the event in the bar. So he went to look in the bar so he could make a bracha. But his understanding was that his bracha, that I need the mice in the bar for the bracha to be chal, but the bracha is really on the rest of the process. Now that's why this drasha about my name is in the Chanukah. Because this is exactly Hanukkah. Hanukkah was, you know, Hashem made a nace that the oil that was enough for one day, one night, burned for 8 nights. Now that is not the most important thing in the world. Let's say that hadn't happened. Let's say they only found 1 night's worth of oil and they lit it and they had light for that night. And the next 7 days they had no more oil, so they wouldn't have lit. So they went to vote, okay, so what would happen? So, and then when they got more oil, they would resume lighting, and for a few days, they wouldn't have had Adlachas Neiris in the Beis HaMikdash. It's not the end of the world. This nace was not such a super-duper important nace in the history of Klal Yisrael. But there was a nace there that was super-duper important in the history of Klal Yisrael, and that was the victory over the Hashmina, over the Yavanim. The Yavanim were an existential threat to the whole Jewish destiny, because they were intent on taking Klal Yisrael away from the Torah and Mitzvot, Kitzu Lecham Al Karan Asher She'ein Lecham Chelek B'Lekei Yisrael, and for Bnei Yisrael to be saved from the Chashmonai, from the Yavanim, that was the kind of a nace that you want to have a bracha on, you want to have a Yom Tov for, but there wasn't anything for it to be chal on. There wasn't any Lemaisa. Yeah, they were the smaller army and they defeated the larger army. You know, it's happened in Vietnam too, and it happened in Afghanistan too. So you don't make a bracha on that. So Hashem sent the nace of the Pach Shemen just to bring out the nace that we should appreciate that what's going on over here is Nisim, to have a better appreciation for the nace of the Nitzachim. So that's the Chanukah story. And that's what was going on by Yosef. That's why the drasha of Nechashim HaKrabim Yeshba is in the Chanukah Sugya. That's the Meshach HaKrabim's